Good morning, my friends. This is Missionary James Robinette with you once again by the Lord's grace and His mercies. I'm a missionary with Mission East Africa, Uganda, and as is our custom, we are blessed to look to the Word of God this morning at this time and continue in our verse-by-verse exposition of the glorious book of Ephesians. We are in Ephesians chapter 5, and I have been teaching and preaching for some time from verse 25, which says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." And in recent weeks, I have been encouraging that we not be bitter towards our loved ones or other people. And of course, that connects to Colossians 3:19. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. And today, I want to further encourage forgiveness of sins, that we not be bitter toward others, perhaps especially towards our spouses, our children, our closest family members, our closest friends. Indeed, we are not to be bitter towards any person, as God desires and requires of us that our hearts be pure and right in His sight. And a great help to not being bitter when we are injured by others, when we are harmed by others, and as we grapple with our own inner sinfulness, is to be thankful. And so today I want to encourage you with glorious truth about thanksgiving from Psalm 100. I'm an American, and we recently enjoyed and celebrated Thanksgiving Day in America. It's a national holiday in which we give thanks for God's goodness to us in America, in that our founding fathers were true Christians, and they brought the gospel to the new land, and God blessed the gospel, blessed the people who came primarily from Europe early on in America's history, and blessed the church in America. And so the consensus of the people at the time was that it was proper to dedicate a day to thank God. And so now we have a national holiday, a Thanksgiving Day. And on this day, the church especially remembers the goodness of God and the blessings of God that the church enjoys in America, all in the providence and plan of God. And so we are helped not to be bitter as we are thankful. And I hope that this teaching today will encourage you to thankfulness, because the simple truth is that we all have very much to be thankful for. God has blessed us in marvelous, uncountable ways. And it is our blessing to return thanksgiving, to express gratitude to Him. And indeed, as we do so, our relationships are helped. When we can thank God for those who have hurt us most deeply, when we can thank God for the blessing of friends and family, when we can thank God in our greatest difficulties and distresses for His apparent and real goodness that He brings to us. We remember His glorious promise in Romans chapter 8 that all things must work together for good to those who are the called according to God's purpose, to those who love God. Amen. And so God will bring good to us through all things, even our injuries, distresses, through our enemies, through those who would hurt us, through those who would injure us, even in our families, our closest family members and friends, our dear spouses. And so it is that we can look to see the good that God intends in this as Christians, and we can thank God for the good that He brings to us. My friends, our contact number is 0782-652-143, and you can learn more about Mission East Africa, Uganda at www.missionafricajk.org. www.missionaryjamesrobinette.net. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. And Lord, we bless you. We give you praise. We honor your mighty, glorious, exalted name, O Most High God, because you have brought much good to us, even through our most painful circumstances and in our greatest distresses and difficulties, even in our injuries from spouses and from our children, from our friends. Lord, even when friends have turned against us in a way and have harmed us, yet you are faithful and you have worked all of this together for our good, that we might look to you and rejoice in your compassions and your mercies, in your comforts. God, we praise you that you always comfort us in every distress in Christ Jesus. And that as our distresses bring about a longing for comfort and a prayer for comfort, a cry for comfort, you are faithful, God of all comfort, to comfort us so that then we can encourage others and comfort them also. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your ability and power to bring good to us. We remember that you have brought the greatest good to us, eternal salvation, remission of sins, abundant life in Christ Jesus and his love for us through his great distress of dying for our sins. God, we thank you for the difficult times. Lord, we thank you for precious blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for the good that you are bestowing upon us at this very moment. Lord, we thank you that though some of us are in great distress and pain today, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins, and that you are faithful to comfort your true people. Lord, thank you for this great blessing. Thank you for the blessing of marriage and children. Thank you for the blessing of family and friends. Thank you for the blessing of brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you for the blessing of the church, Lord. Thank you for the blessing of all peoples. And we are led to see that in your great power and ability, you bring good to us and you teach us through every person, through the very creation, about your great nature. And so, God, we thank you that we can look and learn about you from everyone and in every situation. Lord, thank you that when we have been harmed most deeply, your grace is sufficient for us. And thank you, Lord, that even then we can look and see good in the person who has harmed us, because you are God and you are that person's creator. And in your great will and power and ability, you have created that person in your very own image. We thank you, Lord, how faithful you are. We declare your goodness this morning, and we pray that you will lead us all in a time of thanksgiving now as we receive your word, and that our spirits would respond in thankfulness and praise to the glory of God. And we ask it in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God. And so, my friends, once again, we are encouraged to not be bitter, to constantly forgive, to give way to God, to avenge and to judge the wrong, the sin of others when we have been injured, when we have been hurt by others, when we are in the midst of distress, when the battle for life in this fallen world is intense and long and the suffering is great, when we are tempted to sin against our great and loving, compassionate, holy God, in our times of greatest difficulties, when our hearts have been broken, perhaps most deeply by our dear spouses, Lord, it is right that we give you thanks. And so it is, Lord, that we thank you again for your faithfulness. And friends, we are helped. We are encouraged to thank God. We find in Psalm 100 this glorious song of praise, a psalm of thanksgiving. It is entitled that, and it was probably a song that was led by a worship leader in which the people of God who met in the temple area gathered in the worship of God. This was sung by the people of God, led by a worship leader, most likely. And this psalm says, it's quite short, just a few verses, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations." Praise God. It's quite possible that this psalm of thanksgiving was also sung as a thank offering to God. And it is generally thought that this psalm is a song of praise that is and was primarily a song that the Jews sang to their great God, Jehovah, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in grateful acknowledgement of His nature and in grateful acknowledgement of His blessings to them, of the good that He brought to them. But it is also believed to apply to all peoples through time, as it is, that the call in this psalm is not just to Israel, but as we find there in verse 1, to all lands, to all nations, to come to this great, mighty, and living God through the broken body, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to God because of the cross, through the cross, where there is an atonement of sin made by God Himself, to come through Christ, believing in Him, rejoicing in Him, repenting of all of our sins into the very presence of God, to praise Him, here in verse 1, with a joyful shout, with strength of heart, the very nations, all nations, are called upon to give Him praise and to serve Him with gratitude and with gladness. Praise God. My friends, we remember that the Bible tells us clearly that God revealed Himself to His people Israel, and that He promised to Israel that through Israel, through the nation, through the covenant people, that He would bring the Messiah King who would bring peace to the nations, that the people would beat their swords into plowshares, that the coming King of glory, the Prince of Peace, would bring peace not just to the nation of Israel, but to the very nations, to all nations, to every tribe, tongue, and nation, to all peoples of the earth, and that He would save the peoples of the earth. Praise God. And we know that this great Messiah King has come, the Prince of Peace has come, and He brings the goodness of God to the peoples. He reveals Himself in His glorious light, the gospel, to people who sit in darkness, who are without Him, and who by nature are a warlike, violent, contentious people, without faith, who serve the God of this world. He shines the glorious light of the gospel upon human hearts in every tribe, tongue, nation, and people, and He saves His precious people through the glorious gospel. And so there is a great reason for the very nations to make a joyful shout to the Lord, this wonderful spiritual joy that comes from the Lord God Almighty, only from Him, and is to be heard from every land. Praise God. And so we are encouraged today as we see in the news daily about the great struggle and violence and suffering in the world, about the great calamities, even natural disasters that take place. As we look at our computers, as we hear the news on the radio, as we watch television, as we talk with our friends, our family members, and we become aware of the great distresses in the nations, just as the Lord Jesus said would occur, our great prophet has prophesied. He is, of course, the true prophet, the eternal Son of God. All that he said will take place, indeed will take place. And so we live in these last days, tumultuous times of great distress. And yet, even so, the nations are called upon to shout to the Lord with joy and with gladness, to serve the great King. Praise God. I was blessed just yesterday to share with a Christian from an Arabic country, and he had been saved just 3 short years ago, but his joy in the Lord was really infectious. He was filled with excitement and zeal and a fervent love for God, and it just popped out of him when he expressed himself. He just communicated this spiritual strength and love and joy and zeal and a great desire to bring the gospel to fellow Arabs, to Arabic people. And so his heart was filled with gladness. He had formerly been religious, but he had been saved. He was now born again, he was glad about God, glad to talk to others, yet held in darkness about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's really what this psalm is speaking of. There is joy in the presence of God over even one sinner who repents. And so with gladness we serve God, and with gladness and joy we forgive others, and we are not bitter toward them. Praise God. And so this joyful service, this communion, this enjoyment of God, and this profound sense of the strength of God that leads to a joyful shout which fills the nations, comes to the very nations, this gladness in God is experienced as the people come before the presence of the Almighty with praise, with singing. Verse 2. Praise God. Notice the connection there of joy, gladness, and singing. It's as though the joyful heart cannot help but respond, not with just a shout, not with just words, but with joyful singing to the Lord. Praise God, and making of melody in our hearts, and the singing of holy songs to this great and awesome worthy God who gives joy and gladness, love, peace, who is compassionate, merciful, and forgiving forever. Amen. And we are called in this song of praise and gratitude to know that the Lord, He is God. What a great gospel statement to all peoples on the planet. To know that the Lord, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the very Son of God Himself, the Holy Spirit, is God. Know that the Lord is God. He is God. Know that He alone is the Creator of all people. Verse 3, it is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. Praise God. And so what a great reminder to Israel, to the nations. What a great reminder to us today, that will engender gratitude in our hearts, to remember that the Lord God created us, and we ourselves are not God. We are merely His people. Verse 3. We are the people and sheep of His pasture. That is, the servants of God. This is a reference to our great shepherd. He has shepherded us. He cares for us. And so we are likened, his true people believing in him, to sheep that simply live and graze and feed upon the bounty and goodness, the abundance of God in his pasture. He is our shepherd. He has given us the sense, the insight through regeneration, the knowledge that we are not God, that we are not just created beings. He, the one true living God, has revealed himself to us through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, through the love of God poured out for us, through the resurrection of his glorious Son, by his Spirit. And so now we know and are reminded helpfully that we are not God. He is God. He is the God of all peoples. He is the God of every person. And in this song, we are called to draw close to him. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We remember that for the Jewish church, there was a call to come near to the temple, indeed to enter into the gates, but not into the most holy place. The people would enter as far as the courts of God, and yet the closest fellowship in that dispensation, the nearness of God that could be experienced for a human being, was to be found only as the high priest entered once a year into the Holy of Holies. The priests, the Levitical priests, ministered in the temple, but the people came as far as the courts into the presence of God. And so the call is to enter joyfully into the very gates in which they came into the courtyard area, and they must come with this sacrifice of praise, of thanksgiving, singing of joyful songs, praising God for his glory. And verse 4, wonderfully so clear, to extend, to communicate to God thankfulness, and in so doing, to bless his name. Praise God. My friends, when we are thankful, when our hearts are set on the love of God, we bless God, we draw near through Jesus Christ, and our blessed privilege as Christian believers today is that we do draw near, we do enter into the very presence of God in Jesus Christ, into the heavenly presence, into the Holy of Holies. We come close, we draw near as close as is possible, as close as has ever been possible, and we fellowship there in the Holy of Holies, blessing God, thanking him, responding to him with knowledge and understanding, and therefore appreciation for his nature and his grace, his kindness and his goodness to us, his many blessings. Wonderfully, as he is thanked, as he is blessed, and we do bless you today, Lord, we remember that the Lord is good. Verse 5, his mercy is everlasting. The mercy of God is a perfect blessing to us, in which he has promised in this eternal mercy to meet our every true need in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. In his goodness, he meets our every need in his compassions. He does not leave us without provision, but he cares for us indeed. And wonderfully, in his goodness, in his everlasting, eternal, never-ending mercy, he brings his precious truth to us, which endures throughout time. Praise God. A promise from the Lord, the gospel, the truth of God, will endure to every generation, and then the Lord will return, and he will bring all sin to be judged, and there will be no more tears, there will be no more war, fighting, the curse will have ended for the people of God. There will only be joy and blessing, glory in the presence of God forever and ever. Amen. And so, my dear listeners, I must encourage you now to make personal application of the glorious truth that we are called to thank God. I've heard it said, and I believe it's quite true, that the most blessed people, the blessed worshipers of God, those who are saved by God's grace, those who enjoy nearness to God, are usually the most thankful people. It's almost as though when we are blessed and we are thankful to God, we enjoy a nearness and a fellowship with God that is really quite remarkable. And so holy saints are thankful people. And so we are called now to thank God for the many benefits and the blessings that we enjoy from His hand, from the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it is, my friends, that we are encouraged too that God will save every one of His people from every tribe, nation, tongue, and people, and that eventually there will be only joy in the presence of God, that all that is sinful, all that creates pain and is judged by God will be removed from the people of God, and we will enjoy this eternal moment of alleluia and praise to God. That time is coming quickly, dear friend. And so God is taking you in Christ into His very glorious presence, and this will be an eternal moment of thanksgiving, an eternal moment of praise and blessing to God. The eternal alleluias will sing forth, will erupt from the hearts and from the mouths of God's glorified children. We will praise Him forever, constantly singing a new song to God, a moment by moment, new song of praise, as though this moment of praise has never been the same, and it will never be the same. A new song will be sung, constantly made new by the grace and love, the infinite power of the great and glorious King, the Father, and the Son, the Lamb of God, who has taken away our sins. And the book of Revelation speaks of the thanksgiving to God that is rendered from the church, from the redeemed, glorified people, and from the holy angels. How it is that the creatures of God that are holy thank God, recognizing who He is and what He has done for the dear saints of God, the redeemed people, through the blood and through the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. And so I encourage you to think with me for a moment about God's goodness to you and the blessing that your family is to you and the blessing that your dear spouse is to you. And I encourage you, dear friend, at this moment to thank God for that loved one that He has given to you and to rejoice in this blessing, this gift, a great gift of God. The Bible tells us, husbands, that a good wife is a gift of God to us. And so it is that we can forgive their sins. We can thank God for them. We can enjoy the goodness. We can look upon them and see the goodness and blessing of God in them, especially if they are true Christians. And wives, let me encourage you to take a moment and thank God for your husband. And thank God for the good that has come to you through him. And if you are a believer today, God has undoubtedly worked it together for your good. And so you too can thank God for this precious gift of a spouse. Let me encourage you in your heart right now to think of a way that you can return a good to your spouse. And let me encourage you to commit yourself to forgive your spouse and to daily be ready to forgive your spouse, to be strengthened in your commitment to love your spouse and to thank God for the blessing of children. How dear this precious gift of children, how wonderful this blessing is to us. And so we can also thank God for family members and friends and especially precious brothers and sisters in Christ. We can thank God. Yes, there are difficulties and there is distress and pain. There is suffering for the saints in this fallen world. There is suffering for all but saint of God. We can thank God that His unfailing promise is that good is coming and will come to you because of the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ, the precious love of God that has washed your sins away from you. Praise the Lord. And so, my friends, we can thank God for the difficulties. We can thank God for distress. We can thank God for the times that we have been in need. We can thank God for those painful times and understand that in a real sense, this is simply a call of God, directed, controlled by God, to teach each one of us, whether we are believers or not today, that He is God. He is a Father. And that He is really in these difficulties calling us away from our self-reliance and our independence and our faithlessness to our lack of faith and trust and understanding. It is a call of God to look to Him and come to Him for His everlasting mercy and comforts and blessings and good in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endures to all generations. And so God, our wise and kind Father, teaches us through our distresses and pains in life, through our suffering and difficulties, to look away from ourselves, from our independence of Him, and look to Him and simply heed His call to come to Him and so escape our sinfulness, escape our guilt through the precious blood of Jesus, to come to fellowship with Him. It's a call from God the Father in His great wisdom. He touches us and reaches us in the depths of our being and this feeling way. We experience distress. It is a call to come to Him and be saved from our sins and to know Him and enjoy Him and love Him and obey Him, to come to Christ and surrender our lives to Christ and to be blessed by Christ with His love and comforts. And so wonderfully God teaches us through our pains and sufferings to come for comfort in the crucified and risen Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. There, as we look to the cross of Golgotha, we see the love of God poured out for us. We see in the blood and suffering of Jesus His love for us. And we see in the cross, in the Lamb of God there, crucified for sinners, the love of the Father to give His Son as an offering for our sins. Praise God. We see the love of the Spirit, as even now He is working through the truth to reveal the love and comforts of God to human hearts. Praise the Lord. And so, my dear friend, we turn from bitterness, we turn from this injury that we have all experienced at the hands of others, even from spouses. We turn from this as we gaze upon Christ crucified and risen by faith in our hearts to the love and blessing and comforts of God. And we take hold of Him and the joy of the Lord comes into our hearts and the comforts of the Spirit bless us. And And praise God, the Father lavishes the precious love of God, the eternal love of God, upon us spiritually and yes, physically, and we enjoy the blessedness of God. We know Him, that He is God. We are not God, that we are the people that He has shepherded, brought from death into life, into His glorious presence. And so we serve Him with a joyful shout, and we come into His presence with thanksgiving, with gladness, with singing, thankful to Him, and bless His name. Praise God. And so come to Christ. Come to the crucified Lamb for your blessing today, for your comforts, for forgiveness of sin, for all that you need. And He will surely abundantly bring good and His blessing to you. The love of God will capture you, dear friend, and you will be at peace with God, receiving a new heart, a new spirit, a heart of flesh, a heart of belief in God. And you will come to experience the goodness of the Lord, His everlasting mercy, His eternal truth. Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the God who loves us and saves us from our sins. Believe in Him and repent of all of your sins. And so be saved and be blessed and be thankful to God. Amen. My friends, let us pray. Father, we do thank You for the truth that we find in Psalm 100. Use this message, this preaching and teaching time today for Your glory, and touch hearts through it, Lord. Lord, we are thankful. What a precious gift family is to us. What a precious gift it is, Lord, that we are married then. And that if we are single, yet we can look to You and in a sense enjoy a spiritual marriage with You, O God, through Jesus our Lord. And we're thankful for children, for friends, for family, for the saints. We are thankful, Lord, for Your ability to bring good to us through all distress. And we are thankful that You're the God of all comfort. And so we thank You, Lord, for Your mercies, that You have made Yourself known to us, Your people. We pray that You will make Yourself known to people through this teaching time today. And Lord, we thank You for family. And so bless families that rather than bitterness, there would be gratitude of heart. We give You praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, my friends, until next Lord's Day morning, may the Lord bless you.